All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. Now, today, first we'll talk about the fact that the Queen died. Well, the Queen is fucking 96, man. It was like, oh, it's so bad that she died. It's like, dude, she was a royal elite that didn't give a fuck about you. And secondly, the Queen was fucking 96. It's like she probably wanted to die at that point. I mean, as old as she fucking was. And I remember Sam Tripoli said she was behind everything, like all the evil shit that went on in the world as the fucking Queen of England. Well, now she's gone, so I don't know who's fucking gonna be behind all the evil things in the world now since she's out of the picture. I guess maybe King Charles or something. Man, that fucking sounds old. Like, when you say the name King Charles, it makes you think, like, we're in the 1600s again or something. It's like, oh, in the 1600s of England, is he gonna wear a fucking crown and all that shit now? I don't know. Because I remember, like, the old paintings of the kings and stuff, and you'd have, you know, King Charles. It's, like, one of the oldest fucking names, you know, King Charlemagne and just all those kinds of kings. Man, it's crazy that we're in an age of kings now. Or, well, it's weird that they don't have, well, I mean, they have a royals, but then they have, like, the prime minister still, so it's so fucking bizarre. But, yeah, the next thing I want to talk about is a little more important than that. Well, at least to me. Obviously, the boys has been adapted by Amazon, and I've been reading The Boys for you guys. We're actually about halfway through the whole series. It's only 12 volumes, and we're on volume 6, which is going to be a long read, but I'll make it through it. Apparently, the Claritin D is too strong for me. It's making my allergies worse, so, you know, I'm leveling off that for some other shit. Just probably regular Claritin or something. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. Shit even makes my heartburn worse. It's just, god damn, dude. You can't find anything that works these days. But anyway, so basically there was some drama over Starlight or her actress, Erin Moriarty. Erin Moriarty is upset because a bunch of trolls basically got her on Twitter and complained about the fact that she got some plastic surgery, which I don't really see the fucking big deal. It's Hollywood. A lot of people get fucking plastic surgery. I don't know what the hell their, you know, their deal was. But anyway, she got all upset, and eventually the damn showrunner, Eric Kripke, decided to go up there and fight the trolls and said, oh, this shit is not for you if this is the way you're gonna act. It's like, we don't want you as fans. Remember what I said in my video when they say, we don't want you as fans. That means you're supposed to fucking pirate the shit, because if they don't want you as fans because of their politics, then they don't need your money either. Like, oh, if you don't support our politics, then we don't want you. Okay. Okay, that seems easy enough. I just won't give you my money, right? Even though I can't really opt out of that because I use Amazon Prime for a lot of things, like my supplements and stuff like that. So I'm not going to, stop that. And of course, you get it free with Prime. So, you know, it's just a kind of a bonus. I can't really opt out of it. I mean, that's the kind of shitty thing. But, I've been watching 2 seasons of the show, and basically, you know, the first season, yeah, Garth Ennis wrote the pilot and all that kind of stuff, but then it got into the whole Stormfront thing, and, you know, we looked at Stormfront for the first time, today, you know, because it went up today, or, you know, as of this recording, it went up today. And we saw Stormfront. What I didn't see was some woman. I didn't see some Nazi woman. I saw some German, big German man. That's what I saw from Stormfront. And I didn't see that much of him either. And I'm like, how do you go from taking this big German guy and converting him into some German woman that bangs Homelander all the time and promotes MAGA ideals and just really makes it like full cringe when it comes to their making fun of the right? They're like, oh, the right are so upset about this. No, they're really not. It's cringe, guys. It doesn't even work. I mean, she's like, oh, you snowflakes, and we'll stop the super terrorists and all that kind of crap. They were trying to say all the Muslims coming in or whatever, you know, like Trump was saying. And of course, we now have a wall that Biden has built that's doing exactly, or the Biden administration has built, that's doing the exact fucking same thing. It's so fucking stupid, because then they're like, yeah, but it's different with Biden. No, it's only because that was your guy. You know, it's really fucking kind of stupid in that sense. But anyway, so I argued with a lot of these people, but I didn't argue, with the people that were basically talking about the Starlight thing. I was like, you know what, my issue with the boys is the fact that it's not necessarily adapted from the comics. Now, the people kept telling me on Bleeding Cool, which are a bunch of idiots, by the way, they kept telling me that, well, you don't understand what an adaptation is. You lack reading comprehension. I said, no, I understand what an adaptation is. And, basically, there's a good way to do an adaptation, and there's a bad way to do an adaptation. I was saying an adaptation is when you adapt something from the comic books. However, what Eric Kripke did was create his own fan fiction based on the comic books that he was supposed to be adapting. So, in other words, he created his own story with the characters from the comic that he was adapting. He created his own story, changed a lot of the characters around, destroyed a lot of the characters, and people praise it because it has more deeper, you know, they can flesh the characters out and stuff, which, yeah, I understand. I mean, what it is not bad, but it's not the boys. And, of course, the people on Bleeding Cool, they were like, well, yeah, but they can't put this in, they can't show that on Amazon. They can't show, you know, like the hamster, the butt, the ass hamster on Amazon would be too much, or some of the words they say would be too much, or some of the other crap that they do in the show would be too much. And I was like, dude, then why are we even wasting all this money to adapt this dark satire comic book if we want a censored, watered down version of it? Like, why are we like, oh, I'd rather have a censored, watered down version? It's like, no. It's like, what if I took your favorite drink and peed in it, and you're like, oh, thank you, I just didn't want the full taste, I wanted some urine to go with that, so it would, you know, wash down easier or something. I don't know. It just, that's what it feels like is going on right here. It feels like these people are like, thank you, Daddy, for censoring my content. Thank you so much for giving me a not-so-edgy version of an edgy and dark satirical comic. Because I didn't want an edgy, dark satirical comic. I wanted something with meaning that would make fun of politics that I don't like and would promote politics that I do like. And that would be used as a political vehicle rather than a story on its own. And I hear that the comics weren't very well received. Dude, it's Dynamite. Dynamite isn't necessarily the biggest comic publisher in the world. You know, they've got all kinds of like dump comics on there, guys. There's just whatever DC and Marvel and a lot of these other labels didn't want, they'll throw them over there. Whatever IDW doesn't want, they throw them over there. They throw them the Dynamite. You know, it sucks, but it is what it is. They're never going to be a really big publisher. They've been around for, you know, about 20 years now. But even so, you know, that's, I mean, 20 years isn't that really that long of a time for these comic publishers, considering, you know, as long as DC and Marvel and some of these other guys have been around. That's just what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're not gonna get, like, this best-selling book from, you know, you're not gonna get this best-selling book from, like, Dynamite. Now, I think there was a New York Times bestseller thing on the volume when I looked at it. I wasn't sure, but, you know, that little wraparound that they have, New York Times bestseller. I don't know if I saw that. But if that happened, then yeah, that would definitely negate the book not selling well, because it seems like it has sold pretty well. Even though, yeah, it's a Dynamite book, and they're still putting out, like, they're still doing Betty Page. They're putting out their Vampirellas still. They're still putting out their, I don't even know if the Lone Ranger and Doc Savage and Flash Gordon are still going. Probably not. Battlestar Galactica. You know, they had a lot of old stuff that they decided to do new versions of. You know, of course, they're Red Sonja, and they have Pathfinder comics on there, so I guess that's kind of big. You know, that's like Wizards of the Coast. They had Game of Thrones on there at one time. But even so, these comics really didn't go anywhere. Like, there's very few comics that actually hit for several seasons. Like, even the Game of Thrones comic, it didn't make it past maybe the second volume. And I think they got to, what was it? The second one after the Clash of Swords. I think that might have been as far as they've got in that. But, I mean, they did some James Bond, but I think it's Titan that puts out a lot of the big James Bond and the Doctor Who and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not just gonna bash the label, but again, this isn't the big guys putting out this book. Remember, it was on Wildstorm, then DC bought Wildstorm. And after DC bought Wildstorm, he optioned it to Dynamite. That's pretty much the only option he had left. That's where he's had Battlefields. That's where he's had his other comic books. You know, that's where Ennis has pretty much done a lot of his stuff right now. So, you know, what I'm saying is, this isn't a big label. And it never really has been. It's got some big properties, but they don't really go anywhere that often. You know, we're talking about the damn label that... What was it? What was his damn name? Kevin Smith did for his Green Hornet thing that didn't really go anywhere. And his Yoga Hosers thing that didn't really go anywhere. Like, it's the home of shit really not going anywhere. You know, sometimes it goes places and sometimes it doesn't. It's like, but let's reboot Vampirella for the 9th fucking time, alright? Yeah, because they've been doing that constantly. Oh, let's put her in hell. Let's do this to her. Let's do that to her. It's like, dude, okay, you're running out of fucking ideas at this point, guys. I see you're just trying to keep the fucking lights on. And I got nothing against Dynamite. I'll continue to support them. I've given them hundreds of dollars over the years. But, yeah, they're not going to be some big super label that everybody and their mother's going to be wanting to, you know, going to be wanting to check out. Like, they're not that thing. Maybe now that the series has hit, maybe they'll get some more exposure now. But, I mean, it's... It's going to be like, I don't know. It's a weird situation. But again, people are just like, oh, the comics were not that great. It was a circus. Yeah, it was a circus. It was meant to be a circus. It was meant to be over the top. It was meant to be crazy. That was the whole fucking idea. You've already seen this guy beat. We're not going to look at this again. There we go. But yeah, you know, just, I'm tired of these people that are like, oh, I'm happy with the censorship and what Amazon did because the comic itself was too dark and edgy and it's too much for me. And it's like, dude, it's like, what do you want? I said, look, when I went to The Boys, I wasn't looking for a master class. I wasn't looking for a comic book that was going to blow my mind. I said, oh, this looks dark and fun. It's dark and fun, isn't it? Oh, it's going to be really edgy and crazy and fucked up and dark and, you know, it might have some humor. It's fun. And I said to the guy, look, do you even know how to have fun anymore? Do you even know how to pick up a comic book and enjoy it? I said, when you pick up a comic book, or I said, when I go to pick up a random comic book, I open it up and I say, I wonder what this is going to be about. And I just go ahead and I don't want to say the old college try, but I just give it a chance, basically. You know, I just go through, I wonder what this is about. Now, there's a few comics I have that I'll probably never put up here, like Brickleberry and Bob's Burgers and shit. Stuff I got from Dynamite will probably never read, but I bought it. I bought because they were part of a bundle. So, I mean, they're there. There's also, like, the Million Dollar Man and $6 Million Man and the Bionic Woman and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if that stuff's any good, but I got it. I mean, we can look through it. We can check it out together and see if it's worth it. I mean, Betty Page turned out to be pretty interesting. I thought it was fun. We could do something like the Bionic Woman and the $6 Million Man. We could do those. We could do Lone Ranger and Shadow. And there's even the Shadow and Batman, which you might be able to do on Alt Tech. So we can try some of these, right? And just see what happens. But yeah, I mean, that's just how I am when it comes to comics. I mean, then I was looking at all the Boom properties I have. There's a lot of stuff I've got from Boom, you know, the Ghostbusters and all that kind of crazy stuff. We could go through that. So we'll just see. We'll see what we got on here. And that's what I like to do. I like to just read these things, enjoy them, and not make a big fucking deal. All I was saying to these guys was, look, I get that you like the show, but this isn't The Boys, like, as it was written by Garth Ennis. You know, maybe it started that way. Maybe it had some, you know, bits and pieces there that tied to the comic book. But at the same time, this is a different story than the one Garth Ennis wrote. Like, this is when a showrunner has just taken himself to be God and basically like, no, this is my series now. You know, in Garth Ennis, he's not going to say anything bad, you know. Everybody's like, well, Garth Ennis approves of it. Of course Garth Ennis approves of it. He's a fucking comic book writer. Do you know how much they make these days? Not as much as they used to. And that Amazon money, that's money that a lot of these comic writers wish they had right now. They wish they had a best-selling, a popular show on Amazon right now. They want it. You see what the guy for Paper Girls did? They're hoping. They're hoping that they get that Amazon money with Paper Girls and that they can renew it and it becomes a hit. You know? And The Boys got knocked out by this one other, like, teen drama show. But, don't worry. I think it'll probably come back. And, we'll see if it can continue. And I don't know. Because my thing is, look, guys, We're to that point now where Kripke's running out of fucking material. Like, he's gonna have to run back to the books at some point. He just doesn't know when. Like, I know he's got this idea, but if it starts to fucking crash and burn, like it does with a lot of these showrunners that go so far off the mark, like they did with Stormfront, you know, that they ended up alienating a lot of the fans of the book that weren't there for, I mean, not saying the books weren't political, because we have seen a lot of politics in the books, but we haven't seen a bashing of modern right-wing politics in the book. It's one thing I haven't quite seen. The Stormfront thing, they, you know, the super terrorists and all that kind of stuff, it's all too recent. And that's one of the issues that the people were bringing up that said it was good. They're like, well, the books are outdated. What? Yeah, they told me the books are outdated. They literally said, oh, these boys' books are outdated, though. And I like that Amazon did a more recent. It's like, outdated how? They were written in the 2000s. Like the mid to late 2000s. They're not that far out of date. Shit. I can understand if the shit was written in like the 80s or the 90s. This is a book in the mid to late 2000s. Like, oh, they wanted something that matched current politics. They wanted something that would make fun of political institutions that they didn't like. Even if they did it really badly. They just wanted it to make fun of the politics that they don't like. That's it. That's all these people look for, is something to bash politics that they don't agree with. That's what these people want. That's what this audience wants. And when you have people that come up here, like myself and others, that were debating on this, and we're saying, look, we get it. Well, you like the show, but this isn't the boys. This isn't the characters as written. Well, Ennis loves it. Ennis is not going to say anything wrong against it, because he's loving that money. And also, we're talking Amazon, so we've got lawyers. We've got forms. We've got corporate suits. We've got so many people that would make sure he doesn't say a peep, even if he absolutely fucking hated the direction of the show. He couldn't say it if he wanted to. It would be long after the NDA cleared before he could say, I hated the direction of the show. He could say that probably 10 years from now. You know, Lord willing, he gets there. You know, he's 50-something now. I mean, it's not real old, but, you know, he's been looking a little worse for the wear, you know. But I will say that, yeah, he's not going to say a damn word, because he knows he needs that money to retire. He does, you know. Comic writers, they don't necessarily make that good money anymore, you know. Yeah, he did Preacher with Vertigo, and probably made decent money with that in DC, and he did some Marvel books and things, and I mean, I don't know how well he's got his assets tied up, but I will say that, yeah, he's wanting that Amazon money, and he's going to keep his damn mouth shut as long as they're giving it to him. So as long as that show keeps getting made under Kripke, and until it fucking hits the wall, they're going to continue to push it. They're going to continue to pump it out, because they know that they're making money for it, and they know that they're able to use this as a political tool, which is really sad, because, I mean, though there were, again, political things that Ennis was talking about, man, they really went hard in the paint on the politics on that second season, and I was really not that happy with it. So the next season, I don't know. Hopefully it's a little bit different. All right. Well, that's about all I have to say for this one. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Rants into the Heavens.